This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Checking in on the Star Phone today, our bud from the Dr. Oz Show celebrated his show number 2,000 last week.
Yeah.
I knew him when he was just a young boy, just getting started. Please welcome Mehmet Oz back to the show.
They said it wouldn't work, but as I think about it, it was you who said that.
No, I didn't say
that. This guy's going nowhere.
I got to ask you a question. This is one quick question, and we'll get on with whatever it is we have to talk about today. You got it. No. I like, because there's so many different things we can talk to you about. You know, it can go on for an hour, but I keep getting this ad on my Facebook page, I think is where it is. And it's an ad with your picture.
Recommending something awful?
Well, no.
I thought maybe it was like an ED thing?
It says they guarantee within 20 minutes they can put 3 inches on your manhood. And it's got a picture, but this time I took a quick look at it, and it comes all the time. I mean, it runs constantly.
That must drive you nuts.
And it says Dr. Mehmet Oz recommends it. As I look closer, though, are you familiar with Dr. Chalupo Mehmet Oz?
I am not. Who's Dr. Chalupo?
His name is Dr. Chalupo Mehmet Oz.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's the one. But it has a picture of this Dr.
It's
Oz.
It's got a picture of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you. I'll break the news now. It's a show we're going to air in about 10 days. But I was in Los Angeles. You know, I guest hosted Jeopardy.
And yeah, so, I was going to ask if you'd already done that.
I just taped the show. It was like drinking from a fire hose. But while I was out there, Dr. Phil has been upset like I have about people using his name and likeness to sell stuff. So now they got an ad where it's me and Phil selling CBD oil. So we actually went after the guys.
Wow.
We found out a little bit about them. I won't give away the whole story, but essentially while I was in Los Angeles, we went in and dealt with some of these issues. And what you're describing is infuriating. And here's the worst part of it. It's not criminal. There are no criminal laws that they are breaking by lying about me supporting some manhood promoting substance or CBD oils or, you know, some other. And here's the thing. If they're going to steal from me, which, you know, my name and image and hurt my reputation, and they're going to steal your money, which they do because they get your credit card and they never allow you to get it back. They keep charging you every month $89. They also going to steal your health. And what we discovered was there toxic contaminants in these things. Because remember, they're not wasting money on marketing. They're not spending money on making a good product either. They're going to take whatever junk sawdust they can, throw it in there with lead, mercury, and toxic stuff, and ship it to you. Because it's a scheme. It's a 99% margin. The only cost in that whole process is the buying of that fake ad, which the large internet companies happily take the money on, and they will not tell me who's bought the ad. Now, what kind of businesses hide their money?
I don't see how that's legal. That's
right?
Crazy.
Illegal businesses do. Mafia businesses do. Yet our largest tech companies. By the way, I've said this countless times on the air, and if what I'm saying is wrong, they should come after me, but they don't, because what I'm saying is absolutely right. Oprah and I spent over $1 million just trying to stop down some crazy scheme 10 years ago. We couldn't get the state's attorney general to do anything about it. They can't. It's not illegal. That's the whole thing with Section 230.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I want to straighten one thing out. I did not subscribe to the wiener extension.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just so you know.
I
don't want Dr. Chalupa working on me. But, you know, it's funny because I saw something the other day online. It was someone wrote to our show, and they said, I can't believe you have that Dr. Oz on because I see him all the time with these goofy things he lends his name to.
Yeah, that's the problem. It cuts into your reputation.
Oh, I know. Half the country thinks I sell those things. And then they say, well, there's no way that you wouldn't stop it if it was illegal. If you don't ever see an ad about me in a newspaper or a magazine or on regular television because there are laws that prevent them. And when they actually once in a while make a mistake, I write them a letter, or my lawyers do, they immediately pull it off. And that's how business is supposed to run, right? If you start cheating at every step along the path, which is what internet marketing companies sometimes do, not all of them, there's some great companies doing good work, but there's a huge business because it's, again, 99% margin. Every penny you steal from somebody, you can continue to invest in more fake ads. And because you're not paying a license fee to me or anybody else, listen, Tom Hanks and I had a huge campaign together. Neither of us knew about it. But we had a huge campaign together selling some bogus stuff. Same thing. And he was stunned. What I'm saying was true. He didn't believe it. He found out. Everybody finds out eventually.
Because I can't believe
if you have a good reputation, they'll
steal
it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know what? That's the only question I really wanted to ask you.
Well, I want to ask him.
No, I'm talking about that one.
Oh,
fight,
oh, okay.
One,
but, I was like, don't get rid of it.
I can't believe that you can't stop this. That's crazy.
That is nuts. So how was Jeopardy? And when is it on?
It's going to air in, it's 2 weeks of shows. It's going to air in March. And I tell you, I was always a fan, and I became a friend of Alex Trebek, who I'll tell you a quick story about in a second, but I gained newfound respect for his talents. That is a tough show to host. You have to know those answers cold, so when they give them, you can quickly judge if it's right, wrong, or close. You have to be able to give points, take points. I mean, they have a fantastic culture, and culture eats strategy every time. So you can make whatever game plan you want, but ultimately, when you're in the trenches, they've got some fantastic people who are so smart and so wise—not just intelligent, but wise about the way they decide what's right, what's wrong. How do you fix the problem? Because the game can never get perverted, and they're so meticulous in their in how they decide about their answers, and also, and every eventuality as they're playing the game. It's so beautiful to watch this in motion, and you realize that Alex built it. But let me tell you a quick story. So the last time I was with him, I was sitting backstage in the exact room that became my dressing room, by the way, and you know, it was sort of awkward because I sat where he would normally sit. But the last time I was with him, he said, let me show you something that really means a lot to me. So he walked around, and there are these huge glass case full of Emmys. I mean, there were a couple dozen of them. Walked right by it. My eyes are glistening. It's like, you know, being in a jewelry shop, seeing all these Emmys. Walks right by it to this clearly located area where there was a glass case. Inside of it, hundreds of letters, quilts, little memorabilia saying, Alex, we love you. We wish you best. We're praying for you. And they got very emotional as he said, this is what my life was about. This is what I care about. And that, I think, is reflective of a man with great values. And that's what he focused on. Could care less about those Emmys and external awards.
Wow. And another man with an incredible legacy for you is your dad. I saw your tweet this morning. I know you
lost him 2 years ago today.
Yeah.
You know, he was an immigrant, came to this country not understanding any of the rules, didn't know the language. And like a lot of people, he made his life here and was more American than any American I ever met because he was so proud of what this country could offer you. And he saw the alternative, like Plan B he lived through. He grew up on Plan B. So he was very clear on the fact that this country allowed him to reach his potential, that he felt supported when he worked hard. It wasn't coddled. It was difficult. But at no point was there a roadblock place that he couldn't overcome. And it gave him great joy to be here.
Well, it's a beautiful tweet and a beautiful picture of you guys playing backgammon.
He crushed me. He would trash talk you. At 93, he was trash talking.
At backgammon?
Ugly.
Yes.
Quickly, you got to talk about what you're doing tonight at 7 o'clock. What's going on?
Oh, so my goodness, hashtag Black Lives Matter. I'm not, but my hashtag more black doctors, sorry. Mm-hmm. So when the Black Lives Matter plan started, my issues were that within medicine, we have concerns that I think are much more specifically designed about the cultural differences that people have. So we got involved with we started a plan called hashtag more black doctors to make sure that we have enough black doctors to take care of black patients, because they get better results, actually, because people ask each other the right questions. They answer them in the ways that are understandable and that resonate, so people actually act on them. And so we've been doing these programs throughout the year, giving away scholarships to promising young folks. We're going to have, again, we do these webinars, hundreds of promising kids come on, and they learn about what it's like to go into medicine. And it's part of our Health Corps program, which you guys have both been very supportive of, our Kids Foundation that teaches kids, kids, about health. And I want more young people thinking about going into health. It's a great job. You can make good money, but it's also very fulfilling. And I don't understand why so many young people never think about nursing or respiratory therapy or medicine in any capacity as a job. And it's the best job. I still practice. I was in the hospital yesterday. It's the best job imaginable. It even beats being a TV host.
So if you want to sign up for the webinar, you go to DrOz.com, right?
Yep, and please join us and be vocal. Ask me questions.
Yeah. Great job, Doc. Good to see you. And if I hear from Chalupo again, I'll tell him, kiss my butt.
Yeah. God bless. Take care.
See you later, buddy. Bye. I'm not kidding you. I get this ad, and it's got his picture on it. And
that
you can't stop it.
That's the takeaway. Can you believe that's not illegal?
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.